Good morning. A cloudy and damp start to the day with scattered showers and areas of fog as energy ejecting out of a trough of low pressure over the Great Lakes continues to push through the region. Moisture will be in place at the low levels throughout the day today, keeping skies cloudy with occasional showers, a few bursts of rain, and even some rumbles of thunder where instability is greatest, primarily in southern New York and New England. Temperatures will struggle in this environment and only reach into the upper 60s and lower 70s on average for daytime highs. We'll continue with the feed of moisture off of the Atlantic, and the energy will continue to push through tonight with additional scattered showers and a few thunderstorms, and lows dropping back into the 50s. That upper level trough will pivot over top of us as we enter the holiday weekend. This will keep the weather a bit unsettled on Saturday, although I think there'll be longer dry stretches on Saturday afternoon. We do run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms still, though, as highs stay in the 60s once again. On Sunday, improving weather as the trough pivots to the east, more drier weather, in fact, a mix of sun and clouds, with just the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm, and highs bouncing back into the lower to mid 70s. As that trough continues to depart, I think we'll have a completely dry day on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs back up into the lower 80s. As we get into the middle part of next week, temperatures staying in the 80s with the chance of a couple thunderstorms on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper level ridge remains in place across the west as excessive heat continues for interior sections in the northern Rockies and also the northern high plains. Highs well above normal are expected into the weekend, with readings at or above 100 likely for the interior valleys and the northern high plains and in the 90s across the higher terrain. While these highs are not as hot as the historic temperatures seen earlier this week, the oppressiveness of the heat is compounded by the length of the heat wave. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Elsa is formed in the western Atlantic. On the forecast track, Elsa will pass near or over portions of the Windward Islands and southern Leeward Islands today, move into the eastern Caribbean Sea late tonight, and arrive near the southern coast of Hispaniola on Saturday. By Sunday, Elsa is forecast to move near Jamaica and portions of eastern Cuba. The long-range forecast takes Elsa toward the west coast of Florida early next week, but the uncertainty remains high at this time frame. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility with light rain and fog, 45 degrees with an east wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 62 degrees, the dew point 62, 100% relative humidity, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.77 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm near 80, Boston cloudy with showers and areas of fog in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 75 degrees, the low 63. The average temperature 69, that's 3 degrees below normal. 25 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, the total so far for the month, which is 11 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 15.36 inches for the year, which is 3.32 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 61. The record high 98 set in 1901 and 1966, and the record low 40 in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m. 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the mid to upper 60s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today, also areas of fog with highs in the lower to mid-70s. More showers and storms tonight in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 60s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, still the risk of a few showers and a thunderstorm, mid-60s. A mix of sun and cloud Sunday, just the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm, lower to mid-70s. Dry on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday and Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny. Upper 80s on Tuesday, lower 80s on Wednesday, and a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.